Go. Northfield Mayor Rhonda Powdell and City Administrator Ben Martig.
Good morning, Jeff.
How are you doing today?
Great.
Sunny day, middle of summer. It's a good day.
Yes.
Last night, you were at the council meeting in council chambers, and that's what we're going to talk about here now. So let's get right on into it. Started off the regular part of the agenda with the Northfield Hospital and Clinics audit review. How did they do?
Yeah. Well, I think this is just part of they're presenting their audit. It's
mm-hmm.
obviously a municipal hospital, so it's in our ordinance that they have to present their audit to the city council. And so this is just procedurally. They've already went through the audit, their financials with the hospital board. So this is just an opportunity for the council to see where they're at. And so we are very fortunate to have a very solidly run, financially sound city hospital. And they really, the auditor of Clifton, Larson, and Allen, I believe, really applauded the hospital leadership over several years of making sure that the hospital is financially sound. So we're really grateful. We don't have any issues that we need to be taking care of or be considering. And that's not true for all hospitals, municipally owned hospitals. So it's really great.
It's always nice when that audit comes in and nothing big. Everyone's doing a great job.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. We don't need to worry about that now. Let's move on because there was quite a bit of discussion. There has been on Spring Creek Road, the reconstruction for Spring Creek Road. Just a little background. The initial estimates were, about $1.6 million? Then they went out for bids and they came out considerably higher in the $3-3.5 million in that range. But that was kind of the full thing. That was discussed last night. You've changed the plans a little bit, mm-hmm. and now we're kind of ready to move forward on a project. What we just kind of tell us what to, you know. Last night we've seen the 1.6 and the 3.4. There were some options given to the council last night. Tell us about those.
Yeah, well, I think the Spring Creek Road has been on the horizon for many, many, many years, and we knew that it was going to be a substantial cost to be able to get it paid. So there are some. We've broken it out into sections, and primarily last night we were looking at the section between Huron Court and Superior Drive. So in future years, we'll look at paving the rest of it. But right now, that's the section that we're looking at. And so there were two options really before council last night, an option A and an option B. Option A was much more of our full urban design, what we would normally see within the city. Option B included it was more of a hybrid where you had more of a rural design from, I believe, Huron Court to Jefferson Parkway, and then a partial urban rural design for the southern portion between Superior Drive and Jefferson Parkway, if that makes sense. It's
mm-hmm.
kind of hard to follow.
Yeah.
If you're not, I'm visual, so it really helps to be able to see
it. Look at a map, yeah.
But I think when it came right down to it, the council really have heard concerns out there that the dust is really unbearable. It really forces people indoors. They don't feel like they can get out and about. It coats the houses out there. And so just to get the street paved will be a major improvement. So we're looking at potentially going out for bids this year and getting some of the initial parts of the project started, but then substantial paving would happen in 2019.
You know, I'm sure when you look at things like that, you have to look at not only this year, but 5-10 years from now. That is a development that has an area that has been developed with residential, so people living out there. And if you look at a map, I'm presuming in the future there's going to be some residential growth out there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Is there going to come a day where that all has to be just like a, you know, Division Street or any other city street?
As far as whether it's got the state aid funding designation?
Well, no, as far as is it going to be look like, you know, 10 years from now, like something that, you know, we would have right here in town?
Well, I think with the current design, the rural will have more of the ditch system through part of it. There are some unique slopes that are kind of gets down into that area as we go north for future expansion of that roadway. So it'll look like some of our roadways, I'd say Division Street, in some areas might make sense, but not. It'll be more of that rural design look to it. Okay. But certainly, that's a major growth area of the community as it relates to residential. So you're absolutely right, Jeff. I mean, it's not only serving those existing ones, but as we get more and more of our lots filled up in town, that's getting across that roadway is going to be one of the most natural next areas of growth.
All right. Now, you've tossed around a couple of options, and you took the option that's going to cost, if I have this right, about $2.1 million. Is that correct?
Yes. So that is the option B. Mm-hmm. So we did not choose the full urban design with curb and gutter.
Mm-hmm.
We chose the option B, which is a little less expensive because we were looking out into the future, trying to take into account other infrastructure projects that we have that will need significant resources. Pavement is not cheap. And they were talking last night where some of the increases have, like in the bituminous costs, have increased due to a refinery fire in Wisconsin. And then there was also concrete has also, they've also seen increases there, and rock excavation has increased based on discussions that they've been having with current contractors that are working within the city. And so taking some of those things you can't really plan for, but you have to do your best to really try and make sure that you've got estimates so that you can make good decisions.
Now, will the work begin on this year? Will it be done this year? Is this a 2019 project?
It's a little bit unknown, Jeff, but we're going to try and get it together, get it out to bid. So expecting the bid to contracts to be awarded yet this year, the ability for work to start. It kind of depends on what it's going to be a later season project. So some years you get good weather and contractors are hungry. In other years, it will be bid in a way that allows them to complete it into next year. So there'll be some flexibility into it. So it will be dependent upon kind of how things play out here and the contractor eventually selected.
All right. That dust control, I know that our radio station was out in Waterford Township on a gravel road for 40 years or 35 years. Man, does it get dusty. That dust just gets overwhelming at some point. I think one of the councillor DeLong mentioned cyanide lab, putting cyanide on it. I don't think cyanide's the right answer, but the terminology. And I don't know what do you call that that you put on the road? You put some type of dust control on the road.
Yeah.
Has that been done with that area? And is that the city or is that the county that would be responsible for something like that?
We work with the town. We have a shared agreement with the township, so we work cooperatively on that. We do some cost sharing, so they pay for part of the section. We pay for part of it, but... and Dave talked about that they did do an application recently on that. So I can't remember. Is it calcium sulfide, I think, maybe, or something like that?
Something along that line, yeah.
Is what they utilize on that. But, yeah, it does help considerably on the dust control, but it's ultimately still gravel, so there's going to be some dust going on.
All right. Anything else on this?
No, I don't think so.
All right, let's move along because we have several other things. You're reviewing the next year's budget, going through department by department. Last night it was NAFRS, Northfield Area Fire and Rescue Service, with the budget presentation for them. What did you learn from that?
Pretty much status quo. There were a couple of things out of the budget. One was the NAFRS budget that we have, our joint powers agreement with the fire department. Really status quo from an operating budget standpoint for them, very nominal increases. The big thing that's changing, obviously, is we have a lease that's worked into the agreement related to our expansion and remodel. Now, Northfield's actually going to be putting that on our books as a debt service payment. So really a nominal increase on the operating budget. So we have to have that approved by September. I think we're going to be accelerating that and getting that wrapped up early and moving that on from the city council. Bigger piece, though, is they're working on at NAFRS the capital equipment plan, and they're looking at a major purchase of a new pumper truck, replacing like that circa 1980 vehicle within the replacement schedule. So we're looking at that coming up as a big expense to the city. A little over $400,000 would be our participation in that. So we might even be looking at using some cash reserves, potentially even this year. So I talked to the council about that item last night. NAFRS will be having more discussions of that this month, so that capital piece will be coming back to the council later. But so really not much discussion on the NAFRS budget. And then overall on the big picture budget, we are actually kind of looking really high level. Mainly two items I want to talk about with the council. What's happening with our debt service over the next 2 years into the future that we're looking at, and our personnel services of the city. Those are two big drivers of our budget. personal services, I think, take up about 60% of our general fund. So that's a a major expense. We're coming on the heels of a pay study that's put us back in line with what the market conditions were, where we are quite a bit behind. So hopefully able to attract, retain good employees with that. And then, so what we're seeing is, fortunately, debt service, even with this debt service project, even with this Spring Creek Road project, that's staying pretty much flat. We have some slight increases in the debt overall. So that's good news. We're using some cash that we have to offset some of the increases in the fire department expansion project. On the personnel service side, though, we are seeing some large increases. So we're seeing about 5.9% increase for 2019 for personal services and about a 4.4% for 2020 based on just existing employees that we have. Now, there are things that can change. That does include benefits. So our public pensions have gone up by the state requirements. Pension boards, with our new pay plan, we have employees that are in our step schedule that we have. And we are looking tentatively at health insurance increases at about 8% is what we're projecting. So that's still early. We're hoping that comes down. But kind of giving an overall idea that if everything else were equal on revenue and expenses, you'd be looking about 5.4% to kind of make up the difference of the growth that we have in our personnel expenses for the city. So kind of laying some big picture groundwork for the council as they go into their August next budget meeting, where we will get into those details with the staffing.
All right. Let's move on. You last year, of course, Mayor Pownell instituted the strategic plan. We're at the halfway point of 2018. You reviewed that yesterday. What did you find out with the review?
Well, we're working on setting some of the outcomes within the strategic plan. So that's one of the main steps this year that we want to get accomplished, is to set what those target goals are. And we have the Economic Development Authority and the housing goals that we took a look at specifically. So looking at growth in our tax base within housing and trying to meet what we know is a demand within our housing sector of the city.
And lastly, you had an update on the wastewater treatment facility. We had you in last week to talk about the most recent, the pipe break incident. You've had some extra time now, 7 days, to kind of digest everything. That may not be the right word to use when we're talking about wastewater, but look through it, kind of digest it, do some more investigation. What was last night's report about? What was the gist of that?
Well, I'll start out, Jeff. So it was really, this is part of getting the information. We've been through some significant emergencies, right? These are significant events. And so this is now the opportunity after the event to go back to the council, go back to the public, to really educate the public on what has happened, what we're doing about it to ensure that it doesn't happen again, to make sure that people are respond to questions, respond to concerns about it. Basically, just it's a communication tool to really get out there and be transparent and with the general public and update the council. And so I think that I thought staff did just an excellent job. It's one thing to talk about the wastewater treatment plant, which is out of sight, out of mind for most of us, right? It's not something that we think about on a daily basis. We just know that it works and we're thankful for it, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes we don't even think about that, right? And so really, it was an opportunity for people to see where these three major incidents, where they happened at the plant, and to show the actual piping, showed the actual buildings where they took place, the cost breakdown for replacing them, and what measures we're taking to ensure it doesn't happen again. So other than that, I guess I just let Administrator Martig dive into any other details about that. Mm-hmm. But there'll be more information as well on our July 17th agenda. I think we'll be putting out more video messaging on this. I think there'll be a tour on Friday for the media and the council for them to see firsthand what's happening there. So really just doing our due diligence to get the information out there to people.
The cost on this, you have we do have insurance for that. So the insurance is going to, do we know, have they told us how much they're going to cover? You know, we're 18 years into a facility, or some parts of a facility that were going to be replaced after 20 years, 21 years. Are they going to cover the whole thing? Is this prorated? Do we, you know, while you're working on the 2019 budget, is there going to be a significant increase that will be out of pocket for the city? Is there a deductible or anything? What are the finances going to be? Do we have answers to all those questions yet?
We've got a lot of answers, not all of the answers as the numbers add up. But, Jeff, we've had other people that I think have been confused and interested in understanding that issue. So that was definitely part of our discussion last night.
Okay.
So kind of looking at all of the events comprehensively, we're looking, I would say, somewhere in the range of about $5.2 to $6.2 million total. The biggest cost within that area would be the fire. That included the most expensive equipment. We talked about that last night that we've ordered the equipment. We'll be working on the installation bidding for that next. But of that $5.2 to $6.2 million within that area where we had the fire, most of the equipment in there was actually scheduled for replacement, like you said, in 2021. Now, the silver lining in some of these events that happened is the great insurance program that we have that's through the League of Minnesota Cities Insurance Trust. It was a great idea that we kind of created a cooperative model of insurance program across the state through our partner cities to try and distribute risk and try and keep costs down. So we are members of that, fortunately, and so that means our aggregate annual deductible is $100,000. So that's our total out-of-pocket cost for these events is $100,000, with one exception. The equipment that we ordered at the plant does have some expansion and improvement on the existing system. So our insurance covers a pure replacement of what was there, not any kind of growth or major upgrades to it. Mm-hmm. So there was about an additional $100,000 cost that we had on top of that improved value of that new equipment that will get us out 20 years in growth for the community, which is the standard we've used for growth projections for the community, is trying to look 20 years out at our wastewater operations. So last night I talked about, of that $5.2 to $6.2 million, the city we're estimating is about $200,000 going to be out-of-pocket cash. The other thing that's unique with our insurance program is, unlike where you might experience it, if you have a lot of use of your insurance, it might mean you have premium increases your upcoming years. That's not how the program works within the League of Cities Insurance Trust. For them, they distribute the cost across everywhere. So if they see major increases in wastewater across the state, they do projections and risk management that they do. They might distribute increased fees to cities, but it would be spread across everybody. You don't get any kind of experience modification related to your insurance program. So from a cost standpoint, we've got good insurance. Certainly our insurers want to make sure that we're doing a professional job and keeping up, so they do encourage programs of, like, replacement. That's part of a side thing that the league does, is providing professional management, encouraging good practices. But that's the good side as far as the cost side goes, is that it's really limiting us from that standpoint. But, of course, we will have other improvements. We talked about that last night, too. With that major improvement of equipment, we're going to be taking a new look at our facility plan as well as part of this. So that was a major piece that's now off. So we're going to be looking at the plant kind of across the whole plant, saying, from some of these events, first of all, are there things that we need to improve that we've learned on? Should we do some risk assessment of looking at other systems? Are there other issues that we're not seeing? And then also, what are some major improvements we might have? Because there's an opportunity now with the hole that we won't need to pay for that equipment, that maybe we can slide some other needs into our plan. Because we want incremental costs. We kind of want to be fiscally responsible and not have major spikes in our fees. And this, I guess, from that standpoint, does provide an opportunity with that.
All right. Well, I think that answers all the questions I have. We're out of time. Anything else you'd like to comment on before we let you go?
No, I don't think so. Thanks so much for having us in.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming in. We certainly appreciate it. And we'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds great.
Thank you.
Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell, City Administrator Ben Martig.